This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. A vice president with Arkansas's lotteries resigned 2 weeks following the resignation of the lottery's director. Lottery Commission Chairwoman Diane Lamberth of Batesville announced that Vice President of Gaming David Barden submitted his resignation Friday. Barden's resignation comes 2 weeks after Director Ernie Passolet announced his resignation following a series of missteps. Not being able to provide year-end financial statements or documentation for some travel expenses, Barden had worked as a lottery vice president since its startup in 2009. Lampert announced that Passolet's resignation was moved from October 7th to this Monday. A Newark area man is missing. Deputy Philip Pickett said he was dispatched to meet David Patterson, who was concerned about the whereabouts of his 50-year-old brother, Larry W. Patterson. David told police he last saw his brother last Thursday at their residence on Thomas Creek Road near Newark. Patterson said his mother, Ethel Cole, received a phone call Saturday from an unknown caller that said, quote, "You probably won't be seeing him anymore. He's gone," unquote. Sheriff Jeffrey said authorities are aware of who Larry Patterson may be with. A Pineville, Arkansas man's been charged in Izard County with several felonies and misdemeanors, and authorities are looking for him. Sheriff Tate Lawrence said 25-year-old Carl Benjamin Van Adder burglarized the Jesse Watson residence on Corinth Road near Pineville. Lawrence said Van Adder then stole gold coins and some other items. Lawrence said his department broke the case when Van Adder pawned a $20 gold piece at a pawn shop near Batesville. The sheriff said both charges lodged against Van Adder are felonies. In addition, the sheriff said another theft in the Pineville area is also tied to Van Adder, a break-in of the storage building owned by Ronnie Parnell. Sheriff Lawrence said the owner of Iviola residence said Van Adder brought some items from that theft to that address. In that case, Van Adder is charged with felony and a misdemeanor. He remains at large, and his bond has been set at $35,000. Anyone with knowledge of Van Adder's whereabouts should get that information to Sheriff Tate Lawrence or to one of the sheriff's deputies. And two Stone County men have been charged in circuit court, one with second-degree battery, the other with aggravated assault after they attacked and beat members of their families. 22-year-old Matthew Byron Miller is charged with attacking his father, knocking him to the floor, then choking him. After the father was able to free himself, the court documents say Miller chased him with a loaded .410 shotgun. When officers came to arrest Miller, they also found marijuana in plain sight at his bedroom. In addition to the assault charge, is one for a misdemeanor possession of marijuana. Miller's bond is set at $10,000. And 25-year-old Blake Patrick Jeffries is accused of using a wooden tool handle to strike his 80-year-old great-grandfather, George McClanahan, in the head, shoulder, and face. Mr. McClanahan had to be treated at the Stone County Medical Center. The court documents also say he's being charged under the Habitual Offender Act since he's been previously convicted of seven other felonies in violation of the Arkansas Criminal Code. Jeffries' bond is set at $15,000. In a new monthly survey, a business manager suggests weak economic growth will continue in nine Midwest and Plain states with little chance of another recession in the region. The overall economic index released Monday increased to 52.2 in September, up from 52 in August. The survey covers Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and South Dakota. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.